Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere as a thief and a robber. You know, very often people like to have it their way. They want a certain goal, they want a certain something, but it's a matter of, you know, instead of going through the tried and true approach or the best approach, people can often be tempted to take a shortcut, to take a different approach. I mean, these kind of things happen when it comes to, you know, fraud. People want to provide something and then take the shortcut in order just to get the money and not provide services. Our own state has seen the terrible effects of that. Very often, people will take a shortcut when it comes to training or schooling. It's called cheating, right? Instead of like learning, they figure out some way to get AI to do it. And who's being hurt? The person who is cheating. A kind of thief or robber who's not going through the appropriate step in order to attain a good and worthy goal. You know, I remember the advertisements when I was younger for 5-minute abs. And then others would compete and say, no, you can do it in 3 minutes. I have 53-year-old abs. And, you know, I'm doing just fine. And it's taken that long to get them. You know, the shortcuts simply don't work. And Christ makes it very clear. I am the gate, he says. Whoever enters through me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Theologically, doctrinally speaking, this means that there is no salvation outside of Christ. That's all there is to it. Everyone who is saved only because of Christ. Even if that means, you know, the Second Vatican Council did clarify this in a beautiful way, that even if Jesus is not fully known or not known, you know, people must follow their conscience. Can we let God figure out the difficult cases? But it reminded all of us, the council, that everyone who is saved is still saved because of Jesus, even if they didn't know him. The good thief didn't know him very well. Just said, you know, this man's innocent. We're guilty. Remember me when you enter into your kingdom. That's as much as he knew Jesus. He wasn't baptized. And Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. Now, this isn't just about, oh, great, I'm a Catholic. I'm good. I'm here. Well, I'm sorry, but you and I can fall into the trap of taking shortcuts, trying to jump in another way. It can happen to us. It can happen to us because we think, for example, that I don't have to follow Christ in his way. I don't have to really make any sacrifices. That is something that you and I can fall victim to. The idea that it shouldn't be that tough. I don't have to put anything on the altar. And yet, that is the gate through which we must pass. Jesus literally is the example for us. That's why we follow in his footsteps, as we heard in one of today's readings. Another thing that we often forget is, yes, Jesus is a source of salvation, but he gave us the truth. He gave us what we need to believe, not just doctrinally, but morally. Notice again, thanks to how the world and Western world has drifted away from Christianity, you know, now we always have, really, frankly, anti-Christian experts who like to line up certain things as saying, well, no, that's, you know, that's actually unhealthy. I mean, just think of any kind of moral teaching of the church, especially today, obviously, with sexual morality or identity, our understanding of marriage. It's always, no, that's just fine. That's normal, when it's not. It's against God's plan. It's contrary to human nature, and it's contrary to God's plan. And again, we think, well, no, you know, love is love. No, love involves the truth. Love and truth go hand in hand, and that is the gate through which we must enter. Our Lord and Savior came to offer love and mercy and truth. We can't be jumping over. It's not going to work. If we know, for example, the Catholic Church and its teachings to be the true church, if we know and believe in the teachings and yet we reject them or reject the church, brothers and sisters, there is no salvation then for us. That is a strong statement, but Jesus is saying as much in today's gospel. So we need to take very seriously the fact that he is the gate, and you and I have been given much. We have been given so much by our Lord. So let's not try to shortchange ourselves or him. Try to avoid certain things, practices that we have been told we must do in order to follow our Lord. So my brothers and sisters, I invite you to realize that Christ is willing for us that life and an abundant life. And yet that abundant life is through Christ and his church. We pray for all those who have drifted away. Again, we let God judge each individual according to what they know or what they don't know. God gets to judge those situations. But again, Jesus is the gate. He is the one that we must encounter. We must befriend. We must love. We must serve. We must obey if we are to have life, eternal life, and have that life start now in abundance.